Did you know that Chinese people are more unforgiving towards those they have closer guanxi relationships with? This not only highlights that there are cons to deepening guanxi, but it also reflects Chinese attitudes, or their xingtai, which is this week's Chinese cultural concept. Hi, my name is Gene, and I want you to add your voice to our journey into China, because accelerating success through learning Chinese language and culture is about the application of key Chinese cultural concepts in the proper cultural context. Every week, I create a LinkedIn post to get other perspectives about one of 10 Chinese cultural concepts that I believe are misunderstood, but essential for understanding how Chinese people think, why they behave the way they do, and how to create more positive communication patterns that lead to more constructive cooperation. This week's Chinese cultural concept is xingtai, which represents Chinese attitudes. Now, if you can decode Chinese attitudes, then you will dramatically increase the likelihood of achieving a positive outcome. Obviously, a person's attitude, or xingtai, reflects how they feel, but the critical distinction in Chinese culture is that how they feel changes dramatically based on, number one, the level of guanxi, and also the liyi considerations of the people involved. It also is changed based on how face, or mianzi, is currently being exchanged, and something that can only be referred to as quote-unquote double standards that we probably try to avoid in Western culture. In my upcoming book, The Chinese Honeymoon Period, I discuss several situations where the attitude of my Chinese counterpart was quite extraordinary, again, by Western standards. Examples include hiring, specifically hiring a female versus hiring the quote-unquote most qualified person. The interview process in China, and an interesting experience I had at our factory in Tianjin. And how about drinking poison and almost dying when company colleagues purchased fake alcohol for a company celebration? While you might be surprised by Chinese attitudes towards these situations, what's important is what we can learn from them so we can better interact with them. Okay, so Simone, one of my favorite artistic content creators, wrote, "Many things in communications can be confusing and lead to misunderstandings. However, I've experienced that Chinese people themselves are often confused amongst themselves and cannot interpret the signs correctly." You know, this is an excellent point. I also share the same experience. Some of the behavior or vagueness that frustrates Westerners also frustrates Chinese people communicating with other Chinese people. And additionally, while it's not 100% accurate to say that Chinese people are quote-unquote collectivists, I have witnessed that they are much more comfortable with big households, other words, 大家庭. This partially explains why guanxi is so important in Chinese culture. Chinese people need those connections for both psychological and social reasons, so they only allow more intimate relationships with their close guanxi connections. All right, now Guan wrote, "It is a particular mentality based on the mind, how one approaches things, and a person's mental state. It also requires self-reflection and adjusting your mind to be at peace and in balance." Absolutely. So we should be aware of how our own minds work and also be empathetic toward how other people feel based on their mentality. All right. And then Julia wrote, "I have learned about Chinese mentality through my studies. Embracing Chinese thinking is extremely difficult from a foreigner's perspective, especially if one has not engaged in Chinese culture before. Therefore, it's important to first take an interest in their culture and its history to understand their mentality." Absolutely. You know, I believe Chinese mentalities are a mix of Confucian thought and Xi thought plus Mao thought, all mixed with Chinese culture and its societal norms. In Chinese culture, xingtai is an attitude and corresponding worldview that comes from a person's upbringing and the environment in which they were raised. It includes the state of their psyche and how certain things make them feel. 善解人意 is a Chinese idiom for being good at understanding others. In other words, having empathy. Now, you can follow the links to connect with all of our contributors and engage with them directly. You can also share your experiences and see all of their comments by clicking the link in the description. At an emotional level, few things are more important than a person's attitude. Our attitude affects how others will respond more than the words we choose, especially across cultural differences where meaning rarely has a direct translation. And in the opposite direction, few things are better predictors of behavior than understanding the other person's attitude and worldview. While the way Chinese people choose to express themselves may get lost in translation, their attitude and how they feel should not be. All right, so see you in the next post where we're going to discuss the Chinese concept of 想法, which is their thinking or their beliefs.